Welcome to this demonstration of the applications that I have on my Mac for use at home or at work. So first of all, let me say that I've got my MacBook Pro turned on, VoiceOver's running, and as usual, let me start from a known spot on my Mac by going to the desktop with the VoiceOver command Shift-VOD, remembering that the VO keys are the control and option keys held down together. So I'll do that now. Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop Macintosh HD selected volume.
Now to bring up the applications folder, I'm going to do the Mac keyboard shortcut Shift Command A for the applications folder.
Applications now in applications window list view table.
Okay, and I'm currently sitting at the list view table. Of course, I've got my view in Finder set to list, which is command number 2, to put it in that particular list view. So starting at the top of the applications folder, I'm just going to press the down arrow to go through each one, and I won't be explaining all of the applications as some of them are just default applications in the Mac itself. I'll actually be highlighting the ones that I actually use for home and work and what I use them for. So let's just check where I am. I'm just going to press the down arrow and up arrow to reread the first one in the applications folder.
Amadeus Pro.app application.
Okay, and the first one is Amadeus Pro, and that's the recording editing application that I use for doing my podcast recording and editing of those podcasts. You might have heard VoiceOver say .app when it read out the application name. That's because I've got my file extensions currently turned on in Finder. So basically throughout this rest of this recording, I'm just going to be pressing the down arrow to go through each application, and we'll be opening a few of them for a quick demo as well. So here we go. Demo.
App Store.app application.
And we all know what the App Store application is. That's the Mac App Store, where you can download and install applications from the Mac App Store.
Audiobook Binder.app application.
Audiobook Binder. That's the application that I use for building audio books of content that I'd like to listen to either in iTunes or on my iOS devices.
Automator.app application.
That's Automator. I actually don't use that application.
Babyproof.app application.
Babyproof, I actually use this application for locking my keyboard. So when I have my granddaughter visiting and she accidentally presses keys while I'm listening to something, it actually doesn't interfere with the application's operation because the keyboard is locked until you do a certain keyboard combination to unlock the keyboard. So the application comes in very handy.
Calculator.app application.
Calculator, we all know what the calculator application actually does. So remembering that you can turn that into a fully voiced application, if you so wish, by turning on the speaking options through the menu.
Calendar.app application.
Calendar is the calendar application.
ChangeReaction.app application.
ChangeReaction is a puzzle game specifically designed for people who are blind. And let me just play it briefly, and I'll actually let you listen to a bit of the menu and some of the instructions. And because the application is self-voicing, let me first of all turn VoiceOver off with Command F5.
VoiceOver off.
Now Command O to open up Change Reaction. And by the way, it's available from the Mac App Store.
Currently selected game. Use up and down arrows to select a menu item.
Okay, so I'll give some instructions and press the down arrow key.
Game, classic. Use left and right arrows to change the selection. Use up and down arrows to select a menu item.
Okay, keep pressing down at the moment.
Difficulty, easy. Use left and right arrows to change the selection. Use up and down arrows to select a menu item.
Okay, do that again.
Learn to play.
Learn to play.
Press return to learn how to play the currently selected game. Use up and down arrows to select a menu item.
Okay, I'm going to press enter to learn how to play the game.
Change Reaction Classic. Gameplay and rules. Welcome to Change Reaction Classic, the action-packed puzzle game you play with your ears. Use the left and right arrows to move through each section of the tutorial, or use the up and down arrows to select a different section.
Okay, I'll press right arrow.
Change Reaction Classic is played on a game board which is made of 9 stacks of coins arranged from left to right. The coins are comprised of pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, and dollars. At the start of play, there will be 13 coins in each stack, and you will be positioned on the center stack. You can move from stack to stack with the left and right arrow keys, and you will hear the type of coin that is on top of the stack as you move. During the game, the size of the stacks will change. They will grow taller as more coins are added to them, and shorter as coins are removed. To indicate the height of a stack, the pitch of the coin's name is either higher or lower when it is announced. Use the left and right arrows to move through each section of the tutorial, or use the up and down arrows to select a different section.
Okay, and we'll just do one more help screen by pressing the right arrow key.
The object of the game is to clear all coins from the game board before time runs out. You remove coins from the board by blowing them up. This is not safe in the real world, and we do not recommend, nor advocate, handling explosives in close proximity to any forms of currency. Use the left and right arrows to move through each section of the tutorial, or use the up and down arrows to select a different
press
section.
Press the escape key to return to the menu.
Menu. Play. Press return to play the currently selected game. Use up and down arrows to select a menu item.
Okay, and I'm going to press down arrow to get to keep the change, which is actually the exit option.
Game. Difficulty. Learn to play. Keep the change. Press return to quit.
Okay, press return
Use
to quit.
Use up and down arrow.
Okay, and I'm back to the finder. I'm going to press command F5 to turn VoiceOver back on.
VoiceOver on. Finder. Applications. Window. List view. Table. Change reaction dot app application.
Okay, that's the one that we're on, change reaction. Let's press dinner again.
Chess dot app application.
Chess, and you might not have played with that application before, but it's actually fully accessible with VoiceOver. But since my memory is not that fantastic, I actually play the chess application with a real chess board, and I actually move both pieces on it so I can keep track of what I'm doing and what the computer's doing. Okay, next application.
Clock Chimes dot app application.
Clock Chimes, and I've currently got this one turned off at the moment, but basically it's a chiming clock for your Mac, and you can get it to chime on the hour, quarter, and half an hour, and you've got different chimes to choose from. And again, that application is definitely available from the Mac App Store.
Contacts.app application.
Contacts is the contacts application, and like Calendar, which was previously called iCal, the contacts application was previously called Address Book. So down again.
Dashboard.app application.
That's the good old dashboard for using your dashboard widgets.
Dictionary.app application.
That's the fully accessible dictionary application.
DocuScan Plus.app application.
That's DocuScan Plus, and of course that's the application from Ceratech, which gives you both scanning options on your Mac that you can use on a flatbed scanner or a digital document camera such as the Hovercam, and you can also use that application for accessing image or text PDF files. And of course, you purchase your DocuScan Plus license from Ceratech, and you can actually download the application interface itself from the Mac App Store.
Dragon Dictate.app application.
Now, I do actually have Dragon Dictate installed on my Mac. However, I do find most of the time I actually don't want to use Dragon Dictate. I tend to use the built-in dictation function by pressing that function key twice on your MacBook Pro keyboard, in my case, to start and stop dictation, which is currently built into Mountain Lion.
Dropbox.app application.
Dropbox is, of course, the Dropbox application from Dropbox. And, of course, what I've done with mine is, let me just go to my desktop again with Shift-VOD or Shift-Control-Option-D.
Macintosh HD, selected volume.
And I press D.
Dropbox alias, selected alias.
and I've got an alias on my desktop. So now if I just press VO spacebar, I can drop from spacebar.
Open now in Dropbox window, list view, table.
There's my Dropbox folder there, straight away, ready to go from my desktop. So let me just close it again by just pressing Command W.
Close window. Now in Applications window, List view, Table, Dropbox.app application.
Okay, and we're back to the window of my Applications folder. And that was just Dropbox again. Pressing down to go to the next one.
DVD player.app application.
That's the DVD player application.
FaceTime.app application.
That's FaceTime, of course. To do video conferencing between FaceTime on Macs or between Mac and iOS devices that are capable of using FaceTime.
Fontbook.app application.
That's the Fontbook application.
GameCenter.app application.
GameCenter application.
GarageBand.app application.
GarageBand application. And of course, I've downloaded and installed that from the Mac App Store. I must say, I don't tend to use it at all. My children tend to play for it a little bit.
Google Chrome.app application.
Now, Google Chrome, as you know, you've already got Safari for your web browser on the Mac. I use Google Chrome so that I can log into the SamNet mobile network, which of course is run through Ceratec, and I can listen to all the described movie, TV, etc. content on SamNet, because that currently doesn't work with the standard Safari interface. So I use Google Chrome to log into SamNet on the Ceratec network, and as I said, listen to described DVD content.
iAccess Downloader.app application.
That's the iAccess Downloader application, and of course that's the Mac iAccess Downloader for the Vision Australia online iAccess library service, where I can download DAISY books and listen to them on my Mac, and of course transfer them over to one of my iOS devices to listen to with the Read to Go iOS application. It's also where I can also read online through either Google Chrome or Safari, or download newspapers from around Australia to listen to it as well. But you need to be a Vision Australia library member to use this particular service. But as you can tell, there's actually a Mac application for it, as well as a Windows application as well.
ImageCapture.app application.
Okay, that's the Image Capture application.
iMovie.app application.
That's the iMovie application.
iPhoto.app application.
The iPhoto application.
iTunes.app application.
Of course, that's iTunes. And remembering that we're currently, as of this recording, in the new interface of iTunes 11.
iZip.app application.
iZip, this is a zip application for archiving or zipping up content on the Mac.
Launchpad.app application.
That's, of course, the Launchpad application.
Mail.app application.
Of course, the default mail application on the Mac.
Messages.app application.
Messages application. And, of course, that's the iMessage application for sending iMessages between Macs or between Macs and iOS devices.
MissionControl.app application.
Yeah, that's the Mission Control application. Again, a default application on the Mac.
MoneyReader.app application.
MoneyReader, of course, that's the Looktel MoneyReader application for the Mac. A similar application, of course, is available on your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad indeed. And that's where you can basically, in this case, hold a bill in front of the EyeSight camera on the Mac, and it'll tell you its denomination. And it does work with a range of currency, including where I currently am in Australia. And of course, that's also available from the Mac App Store.
Notes.app application.
That's the Notes application. And of course, that's the Notes application that you can share notes between your Mac and your iOS devices for keeping quick notes.
Pages.app application.
That's the Pages application. Of course, that's the word processor available from Apple, again via the Mac App Store. And I use the Pages application on my Mac to share documents between my iPad and my Mac. So whether I'm writing in them or typing them, so to speak, on my iPad or Mac, I can share them to either device through iCloud, of course.
Photobooth.app application.
What's the Photobooth application?
Piezo.app application.
That's Piezo application. Piezo is actually what I use for recording streaming content or other audio apps on my Mac. And it's just a good way of recording audio content straight to my Mac.
Preview.app application.
Of course, that's the preview application. I tend to use that for listening to what narrators sound like in a Daisy book, for example, before I transfer it over to my iPhone, for example. And of course, you basically just press the space bar on an audio file and it'll come up talking or playing that MP file straight away. And of course, it's also one of the default ways to read PDF files on the Mac as well that works with VoiceOver.
QuickTime Player.app application.
That's the QuickTime application.
Read4me.app application.
Read4me is an application that I've downloaded from the Mac App Store. And it's an application where you can basically have a document in it, either that you've typed in or you've opened it up into the Read4me application. And then you can set different speech parameters and then output that document to an audio file. And basically that will be read out back to you then via the built-in speech that's actually used. So it's sort of another way of producing and talking text file that you could otherwise also do via the add to iTunes as a spoken track as well.
Read Here Pro.app application.
That's the Read Here Pro application. That's Read Here as in R-E-A-D-H-E-A-R. And that's the commercial Daisy player that I use for listening to both Daisy audio or Daisy text books on my Mac. And this application is only available from the developer's website. It's actually not available from the Mac App Store.
Relax.app application.
Relax is an application, funny enough, is a relaxation application. And let me just open it with Command O.
Open. Relax. Relax window. Dash. Pop-up button as keyboard focus.
And it's got different types of sound settings and music you can play, but it's just, like it says, a relaxation application. It's quite nice. Okay, it's going to start with Command Q.
Finder, Applications, Window, List View, Table, Relax.app application.
Okay, dinner again.
Reminders.app application.
Okay, that's another default Mac application, the Reminders application. Again, reminders between your Mac and iOS devices, of course, the reminder app on the default home screen of your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad.
Right-click MP3.app application.
This is right-click MP3, and basically it puts a menu option in your context menu that you would get in Finder by doing Shift-V-O-M or Shift-Control-Option-M. And basically, it converts an audio file into an MP3 file.
RSG-Client.app application.
This is the RSG Client application from RS Games. And I'll just play this one again briefly to you. This one's not available from the Mac App Store. You need to download it from the developer website. But first of all, I'm going to press Command F5 to turn VoiceOver off because it's self-voicing.
VoiceOver off.
And now Command O to open it.
Welcome to the RS Games Client version 1.52. Please select an option. Login as Woody.
Okay, login as Woody. That's my name. I'm going to press Enter.
Welcome to the RS Games server.
Please follow @RAMSGames on Twitter for real-time updates as we fix bugs and make enhancements to the games. That's @RS_games. You can now also like our page on Facebook at www.facebook.com/RSGAMES1 to receive these updates. December 20th, 2012. In celebration of our third anniversary, we have released two new games, a dice game called Farkle and the classic card game Rummy. Be sure to check them out by choosing them from the game menu. Remember, you can press Ctrl+F1 from within the games to view the instructions. Enjoy, and thanks for being RS Games players for the past 3 years. RS Games has a Team Talk server. Enjoy voice chatting while playing with your friends. Connect at RS Game Uno.
That's Uno. Just press up arrow.
Monopoly.
That's Monopoly. So down again.
Uno.
Uno.
Blackjack.
Blackjack.
Yahtzee.
Yahtzee.
1,000 miles.
1,000 miles.
Battleship.
Battleship.
Shut the box.
Shut the box.
Apples to apples.
Apples to apples.
Farkle.
Farkle.
Rummy.
Rummy.
Change password.
Change password.
Change username.
Change username.
Quit.
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 And that's the bottom of the menu. And I'm not going to actually go into any of these games, but they're completely all self-voicing and, of course, online. And you can play with other online users. And, of course, you can also play against the computer as well. So for the moment, I'm just going to press enter on quit.
The game will now close.
Okay, and I'm going to press Command F5 to turn VoiceOver back on again.
VoiceOver on Finder, Applications, Window, List View, Table, RSG-Client.app Application.
Okay, and we're back to the RSG Client Application. So down here again.
Safari.app Application.
Safari, of course, that's the default web browser on the Mac.
ShouldISleep.app Application.
Now, ShouldISleep, and this one is indeed available from the Mac App Store, it's basically an application that detects movement via your eyesight camera. So that in my case, I have my system lock after a couple of minutes of inactivity. However, what the ShouldISleep application does, it detects if there's any movement, it prevents the Mac from going to sleep. So if it detects movement, if I wave my hand in front of the eyesight camera, or if I'm looking at the eyesight camera, it also detects faces, and again, it won't allow the Mac to go into sleep mode. I find it quite good for presentations because you're not all the time having to unlock your Mac while you're talking and not actually physically touching the trackpad or your keyboard of your Mac. Of course, you could turn the security options off altogether and just have your Mac running. But if you're like me, I like my Mac being secured and having a locked screen saver so that I can unlock my Mac and get into my files when I need to. So down here again.
SingleText.app application.
SingleText, and of course that's the companion application for the SingleText app on iOS. And basically it's a way that I can quickly jot down a note to myself either on my iPhone, Apple Touch or iPad, or indeed on the Mac. And it's just a quick way of sharing text between your Mac and iOS device. So I just find it's a good way if I need to remember a web page, I need to pick up a number of either the Mac or an iOS device, both running SingleText. It's a quick way of getting access to that information.
Skim.app application.
The Skim application, I actually use that for reading PDF files because basically it opens it up in a text editing window that you can then navigate through, and I find it much easier to use than using Preview with VoiceOver on the Mac.
Skype.app application.
Skype, of course, is the Skype application that everyone now uses these days on Windows, smartphones, Macs, etc. And of course I have the Skype application on both my Macs at home, my Windows machine at work, and of course Skype on my iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad.
Stickies.app application. STWUTTER.app application.
Now this application is actually a one that I actually use for having my tweet time stream read out to me. Now, because I'm actually not interacting with this list at the moment, I'm actually going to interact and actually spell it out for you because it won't make sense if I try and pronounce it. So I'm going to interact with the list view at the moment with Shift VO Denner, Shift Control Option Denner.
Interact with list view table.
Okay, and I'm going to press VOW or Control Option W twice to spell it out.
STWUTTER.
Okay, so it's STWUTTER. And again, like I said, that's the one that I use for reading or speaking out my timeline in Twitter. So I'm going to interact at the moment with this list view by doing Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with list view table.
Down arrow again.
Super duper. Got app application.
Okay, super duper, of course, is the backup application, one that I use in lieu of Time Machine.
System preferences got app application.
That's the system preferences application.
Text edit got app application.
Text edit, of course, that's the default text editing application on the Mac that works extremely well with VoiceOver.
The unarchiver.app application.
Now that's the unarchiver application. I basically started using that one particularly with Bookshare, so that when I download the zip files from Bookshare, it allows me to put in my password, of course, to unzip the files from Bookshare.
Time Machine.app application.
That's the Time Machine application for making backups on your Mac.
Type to Phone.app application.
That's the Type to Phone. That's T-Y-P-E, the number 2, P-H-O-N-E. So Type to Phone. And that's the application that I use so that I can use my Mac keyboard as an external keyboard for my iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad.
Utilities folder.
Okay, of course, that's the utilities folder. And if you're at all wondering where the VoiceOver utility sits, that's actually where it currently sits in the utilities folder. And of course, you can also get to the VoiceOver utility as well by doing VOF8 or Control Option F8 on your keyboard as well.
White Noise got app application.
White Noise is an application that I also use on my iOS device, and supposedly it's just an application that has different sounds in it so you can block out other annoying sounds around you. Let me just play at the moment. I'm just going to do Command O to open it up.
Open. White Noise. White Noise. Window. Toolbar.
Okay, I'm going to do Command Righto to go to Next Noise.
Next.
Okay, nice ocean sounds. Command Righto again.
Next.
And open fire. Okay, Command Righto again.
Next.
More ocean. Command Righto again.
Next.
Wind. Okay, Command Righto again.
Next.
Thunderstorm. Okay, Command Righto again.
Next.
That one is supposed to be rain on a car roof. Now, if you want to know what these are, I'm just going to do VO Righto Control Option Righto.
Table, no selection. Sounds, selected radio button, one of two mixes, rip vertical button, rain on car roof.
Okay, so that actually tells you what the noise is. If I do Command Righto again.
Next.
Okay, and if I do VO F3 on Control Option F3.
Rainstorm, text is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, rainstorm. Command Righto again.
Next.
Okay, if I do VO F3 on Control Option F3.
Light rain with birds. Okay,
light rain with
birds. Cursor.
Okay, so do Command Q.
Finder. Applications. Window. List view. Table. White noise got app application.
Okay, and of course I could have pressed Command Left arrow in white noise to go back to a previous sound, and of course Command Right arrow would have just kept cycling around anyway.
Yurufujiru.app application.
Now that's the famous Japanese Twitter application that works very well with VoiceOver. And in English, the name of the application is actually Night Owl. And you can actually search for Night Owl in the Mac App Store and it'll come up with the right application. And if I wanted to spell it for you, let me just interact with the table again with Shift VO down, or Shift Control Option down.
Interact with list view table.
And VOW or Control Option W twice.
Your view. YOURUFUKUROUP.
Okay, and that's the name of the application. So I'm going to interact again with Shift VO APRO, Shift Control Option APRO.
Stop interacting with list view table.
Okay, so that's the end of my applications folder. I'm just going to press Command W to close the window.
Close window now in desktop. Dropbox alias, selected alias.
And that concludes this brief look at the applications that I currently use on my Mac for home and work. As usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.